As Neil Armstrong stepped onto the lunar surface in the summer of 1969, millions of people sat listening to their radios. The Martians were invading, and Orson Welles was giving them all the details. Orson Welles was born 16 years earlier in a castle off the coast of Hell. He always wanted to make people nervous and cried wolf several times to get his way. When his parents finally caught on, young Orson had conned them out of their savings and a litter of Chihuahua puppies. The young broadcaster rode a horse in the spring of 1948. He felt he was on his way to fame. He was right. After the horse took a nap, ate some wheat, and took a restroom break, he and Orson sped their way to Hollywood. The two friends had worked up a thirst. They pulled over once more to a tavern in what they felt was a ghost town. Orson grabbed his microphone, which was also his leg, and in addition, it had the ability to broadcast a 500,000-watt radio signal. He scared at least 50 people into thinking the ghost of Bob Hope was marching towards Washington, where he would remove Harry S. Truman from power and run an eternal administration with Nixon as his vice president. The broadcast was passed off as a hoax when Einstein proved his theory that Bob Hope was still alive. 48 months later, Welles was granted permanent citizenship in America. He took advantage of his patriotism and lit the first match that fired off the first rocket that exploded in the sky. All the others had skirted the ground and took down trees. 4 weeks later, Americans were made aware of the Martian invasion. Welles never cried wolf again, and he invented the lie detecting machine so he could take it, pass it, and prove to everyone that he was an honest gentleman in a bear suit. This was Fractional History, and now you know the real truth.